So, 23rd of February 2014, World Thinking Day for rainbows, brownies and guides, not just in Scotland, not just in England, but the world over. Young people today are thinking about Thinking Day. And this year's theme, as we've heard, is all to do with education. Now, the thing is that even though we've seen that we've got actually quite an abundant of educational places just in our local community, we've got our schools, we've got our libraries, we've got lots of places where we can go and learn. Sadly, lots of boys and girls don't actually have that chance. And in fact, 125 million children miss school every single day. That's more than I could possibly count to. 61 million of those children are primary school age, and half of those are living in countries that are affected by conflict, where there's danger and troubles in their countries. But since 2009, every Thinking Day has been based on a United Nations Millennium Development Goal. And this year, across the world, every rainbow, every brownie, and every guide is thinking about goal number 2, which is to achieve universal primary education by next year. Some boys and girls don't get a chance to go to school because they're too busy working, helping at home or helping in the fields or just helping their family to survive. As a family, we sponsor a little girl called Gracia, and Gracia lives in a country called Zimbabwe, a long, long way from her. And the money that we give makes a difference. The money that we give has made it possible for her to go to her local primary school. She has a reasonable walk, but it's only half an hour. But we've been able to buy a school uniform for her, and we've been able to buy some books to help her teachers. A lot of people in her country aren't that lucky. But today, what I want us to think about, it being Thinking Day, is that we can make a difference. All you brownies, rainbows, guides, and all your friends the world over, if we all get together and try, we can make a difference. It's Thinking Day today, but tomorrow and the next day, I'd really like it if we can call it Remembering It Day, and that we try as a congregation to find a way to make a difference.
This reading is from Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 to 14. The narrow and wide gates. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and may enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few can find it. Verses 24 to 29. The wise and foolish builders. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one of authority and not as the teachers of the law.
We've been hearing a lot today about education. And the thing is that I'd like to suggest to you today that the best teacher you will ever find is Jesus. He teaches us through the Gospels in the way that he taught his disciples. He teaches us through telling us stories. And those stories we call parables. I buy a newspaper every Friday. It's called the TESS, Times Educational Supplement. And halfway through, every week, is an article that says, my favourite teacher by, and it's some famous person. Because everybody always remembers their favourite teacher. Everybody always remembers the way that they spoke to them, the way that they shared their knowledge with them. And Jesus, through his adult ministry, shared his knowledge of God with his disciples. And he carries on sharing that knowledge through the Gospels. Now, today's Bible story was quite a straightforward story. That if we take an easy path, if we build things on things that don't actually have much depth, on things that don't actually have much lasting value, if we enjoy the here and now and the good times, there's a chance, like when our Jenga tower, that when the storms do finally come, we may well find ourselves falling apart. We may well find ourselves struggling to deal with the things that happen all around us. So if we build on the rock, that means that we live our life a bit differently. It means that we allow ourselves to be taught by that best teacher. We allow ourselves to be taught by Jesus, and we follow his word, and we respond in a different way to things. We practice obedience to his voice. Now, that doesn't mean that storms won't come. We'll still have sad times. We'll still have times when we don't make it onto the football team. We'll still have times when our friends pick on us at school and say unkind things. There'll still be times when we're sick. But when those storms come, if we have a foundation, if we have a rock, if we've listened and learned about Jesus, then all those storms may shake us. They need not break us. We need not end up with a pile of rubble trying to piece things back together. We might lose our roof, but we'll still be standing if we've chosen that way. And the thing is, many of us don't set out to build our life on the sand, but we get caught up. We focus on today. We focus on the things that aren't that important. But it's time to stop. It's time to rethink. It's time to build our lives on Jesus' teaching so that we don't fall. I'm going to finish this morning by telling you a little story that my mom told me when I was little. She was telling me about a little boy whose job it was to tend the sheep on the hillside. And in the night times when he was all alone, he would feel quite frightened. And his mum told him one thing he could do to try and not feel scared was to use his fingers and to tap his fingers and say, "The Lord is my shepherd." And so when he says "my," to hug that finger really, really tightly and to feel as if Jesus was putting his arms right around him and holding him really tight. And that helped the wee boy not to be quite so frightened. But today I want us to change those words slightly. I want us to think about building our life today on the rock of Jesus Christ. And anybody who wants to feel God's strength helping them to do that, I suggest you do the same. But say with me in a minute, "My God is my rock." And as you do that, just feel God's strength helping you to build on him, to be your foundation when the storms come. So today, let's be wise. Let's listen wisely. Let's learn wisely. Let's act wisely. And let's choose to listen to the best teacher that we will ever meet, Jesus Christ, as we start building our lives on him.